This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 17th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. The latest projections from the International Monetary Fund suggest surging U.S. tariffs will weaken the global economy and push up inflation this year. The IMF Managing Director, Kristalina Georgieva, charged today that the Trump administration's sharp increases in duties have caused global uncertainty to spike. Georgieva said the import taxes will slow global growth but not cause a worldwide recession. Georgieva said the world's economy resilience is being tested by the reboot of the global trading system that threatens to cause turbulence in financial markets. The IMF chief called on countries to reduce their tariffs and lower other barriers to trade. The latest IMF outlook in its entirety is due next week. President Donald Trump attacked Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today for not cutting interest rates and said he could fire him if he wanted to. The threat renews a challenge from his first term that could cause a major legal showdown over whether the central bank remains politically independent. Trump said, quote, if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. He said, I'm not happy with him. The threats come as the Supreme Court is considering a case that could make it easier for presidents to fire the heads of independent agencies. Economic research has suggested an independent central bank is more likely to keep inflation in check. President Trump said today that he is in no rush to reach any trade deal because he views tariffs as making the United States wealthy. But he said it would be easy to find an agreement with the European Union and others. Trump played down the likelihood of an accelerated timeline to wrap up deals, saying other countries, quote, want to make deals more than I do. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today the U.S. is prioritizing tariff negotiations with about 15 trading partners. Bessent said today, quote, we had a fantastic meeting with Japan yesterday. I believe there have been calls with the EU already, and then we have South Korea coming in next week, and I believe India is also talking, and that's moving very quickly. On the subject of tariffs, Ford Motor warned today it will likely have to increase prices on new vehicles arriving at dealerships this summer if President Trump doesn't back off on his tariff plan. Ford told dealers in a memo that it anticipates having to take this action, starting with new cars, SUVs, and trucks coming off the production line in May. Ford and other automakers have resisted price adjustments on their models following a new 25% auto import tariff imposed by the White House in early April. In other news, a new study today from Redfin says one in four U.S. residents are canceling plans to make major purchases such as a home or a car because of the president's tariff policies. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.6 million head on April 1, 2025. The inventory 2% below April 1, 2024, according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service this afternoon. The inventory included 7.26 million steers and steer calves, down slightly from last year. The group accounted for 62% of the total inventory. Heifers and heifer calves accounted for 4.38 million head, down 4% from last year. Placements in feedlots in March totaling 1.84 million head, 5% above last year. Marketings of fed cattle in March, 1.73 million, 1% above last year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.